Hello and welcome to a podcast brought to you by The Religion of Aston Villa.
We're a social media account on Twitter and Facebook that wants to get our voices out there and heard, so please join us.
Hello guys and welcome to another episode. I'm joined by Callum and obviously it's all out there now, so it's just going to give our review on the signing of Coutinho, which, you know, at the start of the window you wouldn't have thought that was going to come off. To be honest, you probably would have thought maybe Newcastle would have gone for it, which by all accounts, if you listen to Sky, every, you know, there's about five or six Premier League teams went in for him, including Newcastle. Apparently Liverpool were in for him, Everton, and a few others. So obviously it's a bit of a coup. Everyone knows who he is. You know, he's £145 million signing for Barcelona.
Yep.
A while ago. Obviously he's not been as good as he was at Liverpool abroad, but that doesn't mean anything at all. You know, at the end of the day, he's going back to play under Gerrard. So I mean, when you saw it announced, or you know, when you saw the rumours, what was your thought? What was going through your head?
You know, I was I didn't know what to make of it at first. I thought, you know, that it's a big player. Obviously, he's got links with Gerrard, Perslow and Ings and possibly Louise. So he knows people in the club. You know, I was a bit sceptical, really. Obviously, it's a massive name and a massive player in his history. That is, anyway. At the moment, he's been on a bit of a dive, but I think that's what he wants to do with his career. He's gone to a club like ours, and whose ambitions are to be in Europe. You know, it's going to be a big drop for him, but hopefully his contribution can match what he did at likes of Liverpool, and you know, in stages in his Barcelona career, and you know, when he was had that loan spell at Bayern Munich. So. I mean, it's all, you know, over the line and all this. I think the more that the transfer went on and the rumours went on and it got closer to being confirmed, I grew with the transfer. And, you know, like I said, it's massive for us, especially, you know, at the start of the season, you wouldn't have expected it. And I don't think you'd have expected it at any time. But that's what, you know, what Steven Gerrard can bring, you know. Dean Smith was able to bring your Ollie Watkins and Ezri Konsa from his former club. And Steven Gerrard brings Philip Coutinho. And it's just, you know, we'd never had the opportunity to sign a player like this if it wasn't for Steven Gerrard. So, you know, it's definitely a win on Gerrard's part, being manager, being able to gain players from his previous playing career and, you know, the links that he'll have. So it's going to be massive for us. And hopefully, well, obviously, I don't think he can't play against the first United. And I don't expect him to play until Everton. So that's, I think, 16 games, if you can, the Everton game left of the season. So he's basically got a 16-game match finals. If he wants to complete the move in the summer.
Well, yeah, just looking at, like you said, is if it wasn't for Gerrard, then Coutinho wouldn't have come. And to be fair, I did see a quote going around, and I'll read it. And this was Coutinho on Gerrard, and he says, "It was an honour for me to play with such a legend. I learnt a lot from him, both on and off the pitch, in my family life, as well, and his belief in me helped me become a better player." So it kind of shows that there was, as you rightly said, that if it wasn't for Gerrard, then he probably would have gone elsewhere, because, you know, there was a lot of rumours going around, you know, behind the deal, because, you know, if you, anything like me, I was refreshing Twitter constantly just to try and get, you know, from media journalists just to put some more information out there, because it went from a 6-month loan with a mandatory Then it went to an 18-month loan, and then it was, and then obviously it got finalised as a 6-month with an option for £33 million. And then you hear Xavi come out and say that he's reduced his wage to come and play. You know, which kind of shows you the motive of the man, because obviously there was a lot of talks of Newcastle going in for him. And with Newcastle's owner, they could have easily picked up probably his full wage of £300,000 a week. Obviously, you know, against financial fair play, but, you know, it's a bit of a joke anyways. So they, you know, they could have easily, I mean, I heard that they was willing to pay 250 of his £300,000 a week to get him through the door, and he took what, 150 was it, to come to us?
I've seen 125.
Okay, round that figure. So, and to say he cut his wage, you know, which does help Barca, I suppose, because now, obviously, the way their loan works is we don't physically pay Coutinho, we pay Barca, who then subsidise that money to his pay package. And I mean, it's kind of like if you went on loan, example, if you went on loan to Tesco from Asda, Asda's still paying you. But it's just Tesco paying Asda. It's if you know, just to make it a bit simpler for people out there who thinks like a loan is kind of like Football Manager, where it says that, you know, you're paying the full wage. It doesn't work like that. You pay the owner of the player, and you know, it goes that way. So it kind of shows, you know, that he was desperate to come in a way. There was a lot of talk as well about him looking for a house in Birmingham. But I think, and by all accounts, that the £33 million has already, like, I know there's an option, but from what I can gather is that that has already been pre-agreed, like the installments, everything has already been done. And it's literally just us pushing a button to make it permanent. So obviously, if he goes and smashes it, then the deal's already pretty much done. He's happy with the contract from what's been said. So it's literally just he's got to go and prove himself, which is good. But at the same time, is if we don't pull the trigger fast enough, everyone out there, every club knows it's £33 million to get him. So if he goes and smashes it, and then a United or maybe a Liverpool again or a City or who, a Newcastle, whatever, keep an eye on him. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just something that no one say concerned with. But something that I want us as a club to act fast, because over the last few years, even under Suarez and Eden, there's been a few times where we've acted slow and missed out on targets. You know, Jared Bowen, Benrahma, Webster, the list goes on. Where, you know, looking at now, they would have improved us massively. So hopefully, we don't make the same mistake. Hopefully, this is something that can be done quickly if it does go into a permanent. But on the back of that, you know, there is quite a few stats and things out there, you know, with him being, because I've seen a few people say, and I'll give one stat before you, because I know you've got some to throw out there. The one that really, like, kind of emphasised, because he feels like he's been around forever. It kind of feels like he's just been, he's just, well, when you look at it, I mean, like, he was what, linked to us in the Lambert era, was it? And I'm sure he turned us down, to go to Liverpool. So, like, he's always been on Villa's radar a long time. But when you think of his age, you'd be like, because if you just think of how long he's been around, you'd probably say he's probably mid-30s, but he's genuinely not. He's 29, which is the same age as Ings. And De Bruyne's older, Kante's older. Obviously, you know, you've got the likes of Ronaldo, which everyone knows, Milner, Vardy, Aubameyang older. But I didn't realise that he's the same age as Mane, Salah, and Son. So, you know, he's got some top quality around him in the league at the same age. So was there any stats out there that kind of, like, you know, that you made you sit up and think, oh, that's interesting?
You know, he's mustered quite a lot of games over his career. Like you said, he's actually been around for quite some time. He joined Liverpool in the, you know, the January transfer window in the 2012-13 season. So, you know, and he was there for 5 years, it was. And he's played for, you know, four really big clubs in Bayern, Inter, Barca and Liverpool. Mainly played on the left wing of those, out of his, all of his appearances. But he's played also a lot of games in as a number 10, which gives him the versatility of being able to play out wide or in the middle. Like you said, he's got players around him in the Premier League that are shining at his age.
Yeah.
Something I thought that was going to be a problem was his attitude and his behaviour. But, you know, after reading things about him and what he's been willing to do to make this move happen, maybe that isn't an issue, but we'll have to wait and see. You know, what I said about if he does want this move permanent, you know, come out from Barcelona, because I think he's been in a toxic place at Barcelona. You know, he's got 16 kind of cup finals, if it were, to get us to activate that 33 million that you said. And the last time he had something to prove was probably at Bayern Munich on his season-long loan, where for, you know, he played 23 games in the Bundesliga and he got 18 goal involvements. You know, and I know that's Bayern Munich and the best team in Germany and one of the best teams in the world, but, you know, the stats don't lie. You put him into any team and he'll create chances and score goals. So either that's been from out wide or as a number 10, we shall see. I'm not sure if Gerrard will change his formation just for one player, but, you know, the media have kind of clung on to this news story and it hasn't died down, which has helped us, I think. You know, he's had 63 appearances for Brazil since 2010, his debut was, which seems to be some time ago now. And, you know, when he signed, it was the same day, 4 years on, that we lost to Peterborough in the FA Cup. And that team was horrendous. You know, Richard Delapbry, Terry Taylor, Onoma, Harahan, Bionis and Green, Keenan Davis, Callum O'Hare, Jed Steering goal. And we still managed to lose that 3-1. So, you know, we've come a long way. And like we said previous, if it wasn't for Steven Gerrard, then this move wouldn't have been possible. I also think Villa's hierarchy and, you know, the people that we don't see often, like Langer and Perslow and people like that, have done an incredible job to make an incredible deal with Barcelona. Because when you read into it, I think it's going to cost him 4 million in wages for half a season, and then possibly £33 million in the summer to sign him on a permanent, which, you know, it could be a steal for 33 million, and, you know, Barca would take a massive cut off what they paid for him, which was, like we said earlier, was 145 million or something like that. So, you know, his creativity is going to be fantastic. If he does play in a front three, as it were, I think it has to be Watkins. I don't think you can play Ings with the likes of Coutinho, because he's going to look for those runs. And I think it'll be so deadly between Coutinho, Watkins and Bailey when people are all fit and things like that. We should look so dangerous going forward. So, you know, it's only a good thing for the club. It's unfortunate that I think he's suffering with COVID for another few days. But the sooner we can get him in, the better. And we just need to see him in the kit now and, you know, talking about joining. And, you know, that'll be a good sight to see. And hopefully, you know, the South American players have helped sway his mind and maybe spoken to Luis, you know, fellow Brazilian, about it. And look, I know he's going to have trust in Gerrard and Gerrard's going to have trust in him. So, and he's won the Champions League and he was brilliant. I thought he was brilliant when he was on loan at Bayern Munich. So the calibre of play that we've got is fantastic. And, you know, someone we probably wouldn't have got in a million years, like we said, if it wasn't for Gerrard.
That's like you said, interestingly, about the formation, whether, because let's not be around the bush. I think he's going to be told he's starting every game when he's fit. Like, I can't see him warming the bench at all. Like, I do think that, you know, if he doesn't perform, then he might get dropped, yada, yada, yada. You know, I do think that, but I genuinely think one of the key reasons why he's come to us is to play. So for me, I think he's going to be one of the first names on the team sheet. Obviously, he's going to be because he's arguably world class. But it's going to be interesting what we do, because if he says, I want to be through the middle, you know, does that we push Buendia out wide if he wants to go out on the left? You know, when Bailey comes back, you know, that pushes him to the right now, do we? You know what I mean? Like, it's going to be interesting. But like you said, it's going to be very interesting because Coutinho is now, in my opinion, going to be marked by one or two players for the, you know, for the duration he's with us, because he's very dangerous, as you've said. Which then obviously helps us out by creating spaces. But I'm going to say that I don't want people, I'm going to say it's typical Villa fans to go over the top like we did with Buendia and just expect him to hit the ground running and, you know, dribble around six players and score an absolute screamer in his debut. You know, it might not. It might take him time to settle and adjust. Like you said, he's been playing in Europe for a long time. It might genuinely take 2-3 weeks, even longer, to get him settled. I mean, you might not arguably see the best of Coutinho until we make that deal permanent when he gets a full pre-season, you know? So, but I'm going to say that even if he just has a good season, I still think we should sign him, right? And the reason being is the buzz about having Coutinho. Like, there's already rumours and there's already talks of journalists saying how much the players at Villa, Bodimorif are buzzing just to play with him. It's kind of like the Yaya Toure effect at Man City, where you get that one player that comes in and you go, wow, how have they managed to pull that off? And then it kind of opens the doors to players of the same calibre, if that makes sense. So, you know, so like having Coutinho in and around the squad, even if he just has a good season, I still think we should sign him for that price. Because then, like I said, it opens doors for better players to come in. You know, you start looking, instead of looking, no disrespect to Watkins, but instead of looking at the best of the Championship, you're going to start looking at, you know, the best of Spain, the best of Germany, the best, do you know what I mean? So I'm not trying to say that we're going to compete with City and United. We're not, okay? We're not there yet. But this is a stepping stone to get there. To get to that point, you have to sign somebody that's, you know, that turns the club round in the stature of signings, you know? So I'm all for this. I think it's a good thing. It's a deal that was worth doing. But like I say, a lot of talk now, like literally before, it's quite coincidental that we was linked to Hinkley, who I wanted the left back. We was linked to, you know, some, I wouldn't say big players, but poor players. But, you know, we're looking at the players that we used to be linked to. Okay, Calvin Phillips is a very good player, but he's leads a kind of our category, Brighton, best player, Basuma. Do you know what I mean? Like, we're looking at those. But then as soon as that's been announced, now it's like we're looking at, I saw Diego Costa got released. We got linked to that. I saw us got linked to, I can't think of the fullback at Barcelona that they, you know, another Barcelona player we've been linked to. We've been linked to Barbosa, who's been linked to West Ham and some of the other big clubs. You know, it's kind of, it's exciting. Do you know what I mean? Like it is exciting just having that name, Coutinho, in the squad just opens the doors to bigger possibilities.
Wouldn't other players see the likes of, you know, Coutinho and, you know, Bailey and Buendia and people like that, and Gerrard as manager, it's the amount of people that are going to, you know, see that, and you'd be like, oh, wow, they're really building something here. It's going to be huge for other players to want to join. On Instagram, I'm pretty sure it must be the most liked post Villa have ever had that announced Coutinho. It's currently on 430,000 likes, which is incredible to say that when Gerrard was announced as manager, I think it's just shy of 200,000. Yeah. So, like, the golfing class for, it's like, huge. Media attention has been huge, which has only helped... I think it's helped us, you know, massively, and it'd have helped, you know, other players think, oh yeah, I might think about going to Villa.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It opens the doors because now players are like, I mean, like I even saw quite funnily, Grealish say like how much he loves to watch Coutinho play and how much he loves to, you know, we put Gerrard in his top four, and you're thinking, how silly are you now? Because those two are where you've just left. But like you say, it's that he is known. He is well known, and it's and the one the other side of it is that he's experienced enough, but still being young. You know, like it's not like we've gone and signed a 34-year-old, you know, in his last days, one last pay packet kind of signing, like we've done many times in the past with, you know, like the likes of Pires, like Berger. Terry to an extent, even though Terry was very good, you know, I'm not going to take that away. But you know what I mean? Like, it's not like he's come here to, you know, have one final payday and then off to the sun, right into the sunset. He's here, prove himself, and then get himself into the World Cup squad and, you know, kick on, hopefully, with us next season. But also, we've got a very young squad. I mean, it's the fourth youngest squad in the league. We've got the second youngest manager in the league. So together, you know, it's a very young squad. And hopefully it pays off. But having experienced players like that, like I say, we've gone off top a little bit, but we've kind of been linked to some more youngsters, but then we're again linked to some experienced players. You know, you kind of need to find that balance of the right amount of youngsters and the right amount of experienced players to make it work. You know, like if you look at the United team, you had like Roy Keane there. In the Arsenal side, you had a Vieira. United again, you had like Schmeichel. Every great team's always had a couple of experienced players there. The Leicester side that won the title, Vardy, you know. Cambiasso was there a year before. We kind of need that experience. And even though he's at 29, like you said, it was, when did he make his debut? What, 11, 12 years ago?
2010 with Brazil.
2010. So it's been a long time ago, but he's still young enough to have another five-year career. So it's a superb, absolutely top signing. And like I say, it just makes it interesting to see where we go from here, because if we get somebody not so high profile, I don't think we're going to have all high profile signings, but it's going to be a bit deflating for anybody else. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not in a bad way. It's just that you've gone from, you know, a quiet, nothing happens, boom, announced £145 million signing. And now everything else is kind of going to be less in an extent, but it's exciting. And this is a proper 9 out of 10 signing for me.
Yeah, you talk about, you know, experienced players, and we've got quite a young team. It's now the sixth player that we have that is over the age of 28 in the squad. You know, there's a lot of people on the cusp of that. You know, a lot of people are 27. So, you know, he's definitely, well, I wouldn't say he's got resale value, but he's definitely going to have, he could have a 3 years if he wanted to you know, stay, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Like I say, there was a lot of talk about that, you know, we was only going to sign players with resale values, you know, like the likes of Watkins and Konsa and Martinez to an extent, but I don't think anybody expects him to be probably one of the best keepers in the world when we signed him. You know, everyone's kind of been bought for resale value. I don't think Coutinho is. I think this is to show the Premier League that we mean business kind of signing. I think this is to say, look, we are pushing, we are here, just because, you know, we've had our star man go in the summer in Grealish doesn't mean we're not still pushing. And I think this is kind of a stick your fingers up to the league kind of signing. Yes, okay, it's only a loan. You know, we don't want to get too carried away because, like you say, it's a World Cup year. So he might look for a bigger move in the summer. I don't know. But for now, he plays for us. And it's a shop window for him. But then also, on top of that, it means we can push higher in the league if he kicks up. Because if he's even half as good as he was at Liverpool, we've got a hell of a player. And I did see, historically, that the last time Coutinho played for Liverpool, we lost 6-0 that day. And to be fair, one of the goal scorers was Sturridge, who's obviously gone. Milner, who's still going, surprisingly. Emre Can, who's gone abroad. Origi's still there. Klein's gone. And Colo Torre's retired. He was playing in that squad. So, like you said, he's been about for a long time. And it's weird because I can't get my head over the fact that he's so young, but he's so experienced. Do you know what I mean? Like you said, he went to Bayern Munich and Yeah, okay, then it's Bayern Munich, as you said. And yeah, it's probably, it is the best team in the league. Yes, it's one of the best teams in the world. But to get in that side, you've got to be half decent.
Yeah, the amount of calibre in that team was incredible for that season. And you can see, you know, you have to challenge for places. But if you compare it to other players in the league, you know, Firmino, Van Dijk, De Bruyne, Kante, Mahrez are all 30. Gundogan, who had a brilliant season last year, was 30. He's 31. You know, Vardy, like you said earlier, 34. Bamming, 32. So, you know, there's definitely players at his age have got the calibre of, you know, world-class status. It's just that if he can perform to that and if he wants to perform to that, you know, he's got to have the desire to be able to go out there week in, week out and try and get 3 points and, you know, not be in Europe for the time being. You know, if somehow we can turn around this second half of the season and get into Europe, and he's, you know, part of that, that it's going to be great business, I think.
Yeah, it is. It is. Like you say, there's no way he's going to... I mean, he will come on a permanent, in my opinion, if we do as well as I hope he does. But like you say, he's obviously going to still have ambitions to make Europe, and obviously make the Brazil squad's probably at the top of his mind right now. But... we need these type players to be able to get into Europe. So it kind of makes sense from both sides that he's going to kind of, I wouldn't say rebuild his career, but, you know, get his career back on track by coming to somebody like us. You know, no disrespect to us, because there is a lot of, like, he didn't do that great at Barca, you know. Just, I don't want to really put too much of a downer on it, but he got 26 goals and 106 appearances, which... isn't, you know, his best goal scoring was 11 and then 10, then 3, then 2. So, you know, he hasn't exactly set the world alight since he left. I mean, when he was at Liverpool, he was arguably probably the best player in the world alongside the Messi and Ronaldo. You know, he was right up there. But then his move, and he didn't really do that much in the, 4 years he was there. Like you said, he went to Bundesliga, smashed it, and then went back to Bayern and then still really didn't kick on. But the end of the day is he's going to prove himself. Before we go, just a quick question for yourself. Whose position does he take? Because like I say, he's definitely going to start. He's definitely going to start. But when we have a full squad, okay, at the minute, like you say, Bailey's out. Traore's gone away. Trezeguet's gone away for the African Cup of Nations. So there is space for the next 2-3 months anyways. But if you had a full squad and we signed Coutinho, whose position does he take? Does he take Ramsey? Does he take Bailey? Does he take Buendia's? Does he take... I mean, obviously, do you drop a striker and go one up front? Because Gerrard's obviously talks quite a lot about having Ings and Watkins being the key behind our success in working together. So for you, whose position does he take?
Well, the problem with that Ings and Watkins wanting to work is that when Watkins has been pushed out wide, he goes out left. Now, the only two positions that Coutinho will probably want to play is either out left or in the middle. So you either change the whole system that Gerrard's been playing to a 4-2-3-1 or to integrate a number 10, or you just put Coutinho out on the left. So you'd probably just put him out on the left-hand side of the three up front and only play one up front. But... I mean, you could even play without wingers and play like a holding mid, two number eights and a number 10 and two strikers. Diamonds. Yeah, so, you know, he's got the choice now, which something is always good to have. You know, Smith always said it's always good to have a headache. And, you know, he's right. You'd rather have all these options than not have any. And I think we're also quite lucky with, you know, we've not been that badly hit with AFCON. Maybe a deciding factor to get Coutinho as well. We've lost two wingers. So, you know, to get one player who's a, you know, a wide, should we say, advanced playmaker, is going to be crucial for us for this kind of period. When games are going to come thick and fast again because of all the postponements.
Yeah, like you say, it is good to have a headache. It is horses for courses, you know. So, you know, I don't expect, you know, to have the same 11 week in, week out. I think it gives him options. But like I say, it kind of, it's interesting now, especially in the Chukka Maker scenario, because he's going to be looking in his position. He's got Gerrard as a manager, who's one of the best of all time in the Premier League, arguably the world. Coutinho was a record signing, leaving the Premier League, 145 million. He's played at Barca, he's played at Liverpool, a very good side at Bayern Munich, who plays in the same squad and can obviously teach him a shed load. Obviously the same for Buendia and Ramsey for that regard. So it's kind of interesting, like, does he stop using Chukwuemeka now? Because Ramsey, for me, I think Ramsey's been the better at the two. I'm quite shocked to say that, because when I saw Chukwuemeka get called up, I thought, yep, that's it, great, kick on, another one, and then overtake Ramsey. But it's actually, for me, the other way around. I think Ramsey's done better. But obviously, he's had a lot more minutes than Chukwuemeka has. And obviously, Chukwuemeka's contract scenario probably plays into the fact that's probably why he hasn't played as much as Ramsey. But it's going to be interesting for his point of view, like, because he only gets, 20 minutes here, 45 maximum there, the odd start when injuries and things. But now we've brought in Coutinho, his minutes, in your opinion, do they go less? Or do you try and find a way to bring Chukwuemeka more in? Or you know, from the kid's point of view, from the Ramsey point, because obviously McGinn's going to play because he's vice-captain, so he's going to play. Luiz is going to be on the sheet unless we sign, you know, someone that's been linked, like a Bissouma or a Wijnaldum or something. He's going to be there because Nakamba's out. So obviously, if he does stick to the same formation, there's one position left in, you know, which would probably interesting. I don't know if he drops Buendia further down or go to the right and then Coutinho through the middle or whatever. But does this, for you, in your opinion, narrow the opportunities for Ramsey and Chukwuemeka?
Possibly. You've always got to think about, you know, suspensions and injuries can happen to anyone at any time. So they'll get, you know, they should still get enough playing time. You know, with Chukwuemeka, I think you've also got to think about, you know, he can see the calibre of players coming into the team, and that's something that would be a good thing, really, to persuade him to stay. You know, he, like you said, he's got a great mentor in Steven Gerrard for his position. You know, Coutinho now joining him. It's only going to be a good thing for his growth on the training pitch. Minutes might slow down or, you know, get less. But maybe you've got, depending on his mindset, you've got to take into account the team first. Yeah. And, you know, to think about the quality that you've just been brought in. The problem with Chukwuemeka at the moment is he's too good to go out on loan, and he's not far up, he's not too you know, far enough up the pecking order in the Villa squad to be playing. So it's a bit of a conundrum with Chukwuemeka at the moment. We all want him to stay. We all want him to be playing, but, you know, when there's better in the squad, you have to pick the better. And, it, you know, it's unfortunate that I'm just going to say it, we're not probably going to have a cup run. You know, we're probably going to lose to United, which is a shame, because it would have been nice to have a bit of a cup run and, you know, play some of the lesser teams and play some of the youth players. But it doesn't seem that will be the case. And he'll get dribs and drabs here and there, but, you know, it's going to benefit him off the pitch and, you know, on the training pitch a lot more, I think, which will help him to try and stay.
Yeah, definitely. And like you say, if Gerrard can put to him, look, Coutinho's here, he's going to mentor you. Stay here, you're going to get him to that's going to be your mentor. So on a 5-year deal, if it helps with that, great. If he doesn't want to be here and we sign Coutinho on a permanent, it is where it is. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's no better. It's no skin off our nose if that's what's going to happen. Obviously, it probably might affect the future. Just before we go, because obviously Coutinho come in on loan. One little small news is obviously Twan Zaabi was on loan, so he's Coutinho's technically took his position, took his loan status, I suppose. And that's obviously Tuan Zebe's officially left the club and gone to Napoli now. So good luck to him. Is there anything you want to add before we go?
I think we've covered everything really. Axel going, it seemed like it was going to be a bit inevitable. He wasn't getting played.
Yeah.
Fourth choice over House. It's going to have to be an area that we look to strengthen in, either be on loan or permanent. So we'll have to see with that. And I'm pretty sure we'll have some names when it comes to Media Madness.
Yeah, exactly. Nice little plug there, matey. But yeah, we will be doing another Media Madness because obviously we are being linked to every man and his dog now. So we will be dropping another one out and talking about everything that's in the media, you know, as far as it goes with names coming in, names being linked out, which, to be fair, there isn't that many being linked going out. So yeah, there will be another one. Obviously, we have got the cup game beforehand that we need to we'll talk about, which will be, it's Monday night, isn't it? I believe Monday night, yeah. At 7:55 kickoff.
Yeah.
So we will be dropping out the review of that Monday night, Tuesday time. So keep an eye out for that. But then after that, we'll try and fit a Media Madness in, just because otherwise, if we miss a couple of days at the minute with four or five players linked every day, it's going to be about 4 hours long. So we will try and keep on top of it by dropping one out every 7 to 7 days or so. Thank you for listening. Oh, just before we go, obviously the news of obviously a couple of the youngsters being called back. That was quite interesting. And obviously Kessler had a very good game the other night as well. So that's all good. So hopefully the academy player, I could probably see him going back out on loan. I can't see them sticking around the first team.
The players that did come back, it was pretty much down to being about playing time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you still got, like you said, Kessler's still out there. But for the likes of all the other players, I think either the clubs that they went on loan to either gave them false promises kind of thing, because even though it's good for them to experience what they have done, they could have experienced a lot more. You know, like Louis Barry had apparently, you know, he's only had 2 appearances for Ipswich.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And well, it could be 5 according, I think, to Wikipedia. And either it's a too big of a stage, you know, like League One, or not. You know, Brad Young's had 14, quite, as you know, it's a bit more than 40. It's about 23 games, 3 goals in all competitions. So that's a bit better, but they need to be playing week in, week out, and for them to properly grow into the players that we hope they can be.
Yeah, exactly that. So thank you guys for listening. It has run a bit over, as always. But thank you for listening. And like I said, we'll be back with the review of the cup game. And hopefully we progress to the next round. So thank you guys for listening. And up the Villa.